Governmental regulations. National, state/province, and local governments can implement regulations that impact all aspects of a supply chain. Unlike international frameworks defined by voluntary participation, governmental regulations must be followed or an organization risks being fined and/or barred from operating in the governed area. These regulations can cover emissions, packaging, building standards, restrictions on when certain commercial vehicles can enter a municipality, and recycling and returns. Many countries have developed their own energy management standards, specifications, and regulations. For example, in the EU, there are urban vehicle access regulations that consider low-emission zones, LEZ, zero-emission zones, CVZ, tolling/congestion charges, pedestrian-only areas, parking methodologies, and limited traffic zones. The intent of these types of zones is to enable compliance with EU air quality standards, to limit traffic congestion and related emissions, and to improve safety. There may be restrictions related to vehicle type or emission class. Most include related tolls or fees. There are some standards governing electronics or other products in regard to material content reporting, reduction of hazardous materials and components, or responsible end-of-life recycling and disposal. For example, the European Union has implemented regulations regarding the recycling of electronic waste called the Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment, WEEE Directive. WEEE mandates that suppliers take back equipment at the end of its economic life and set targets for recycling and recovery of material used in electronics. This effectively requires the use of reverse logistics to handle the returning products. In some cases, documentation regulations related to sustainability are industry-specific. For example, the EU's 2023 Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, CSRD, contains sector-specific sustainability standards for oil and gas, mining, energy production, agriculture, textiles, food, cars, and most significantly for logistics, road transport. The sector-specific regulations are set to come into force in June 2026 to give organizations a chance to align their reporting practices with EU standards. It seems likely that new regulations will continue to be developed in these areas moving forward. Regulations can change quickly following elections and referendums, as newly empowered governments may work to rapidly strengthen or relax policies regarding environmental issues. In order to comply with ever-changing regulations, organizations must closely follow proposed and enacted changes and ensure that impacted areas of the supply chain remain in compliance with the law.